For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, hey guys, happy new year and welcome to 2023. I wanted to start this podcast with prophecies, you know. I wanted to say this year will be your year.
Amen.
Murphy will not ruin your startup.
Actually, it's almost impossible. Baba on the road.
Yeah, you would think that, auntie. You start telling that your startup is the reason why dollar is falling, but that's by the way though. But I wanted to just say this year will be your year, and I'm really rooting for you this year. So, but I want to know how you guys spent your holidays. How was your holiday? Don't move this camera to a frame. I want to see how to look when it's just this main camera.
That day was refreshing. I had a great time with family and friends, and it seems I should not be back, but I'm back because mom must walk to shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Bolu, yeah. Why did you not go home?
Well, I think I want to change my answer, but...
You want to change your answer? By the way, we recorded this before.
I don't have an excuse.
You don't have an excuse.
I don't have an excuse. But
I guess I was to avoid too spirit, lazy.
So you know what Bolu told? Bolu told us that it was too far.
And guess where home is?
Where the heart is, I mean.
Yeah, home is where the heart is, actually.
So if your heart is not far from you now.
Nah. Wherever I am.
It's home.
That's where you
are. My heart is with me.
Where did you go? Okay, your own is even far.
Yes, home is far and expensive to even get there. So I had to stay in Lagos and spend the money in Lagos. Actually, it was a bad holiday. Yeah. I spent part of it tracking Murphy all over the country, all over the world. We hear he's looking for a global talent visa.
Are you guys kidding me?
Baba, he's on the run from what you're hearing. He's still looking like it's a joke, but... He shy on the road anyway. And then the other half was spent. I hung out with a few friends and met a few new people.
Is your year.
Man, it's my year. It has to be my year. It doesn't have to.
Okay, no problem. I think I didn't have much of an eventful holiday. I just spent it indoors most of the time. Then I went home to family, spent some time, then came back. And so I was thinking about work.
Yeah.
Just before the week started. But yeah, it's been fun. And I think there's some stories we couldn't talk about because there was no podcast and we didn't want to start recording remotely.
Yeah.
We need to get back to the studio. But I think before we went on break, there was this whole conversation about the CBN's cash withdrawal limit. I talked about how the telcos could be the biggest winners of that if it worked. Bolu talked about the good sides and the bad sides of it. Then you talked about how Nigeria can learn from India and Sweden in a cashless economy. I think those have been some of our most important stories. But we learned during the break that the CBN reversed this limit. Yeah. Did they reverse the limit or they increased the threshold?
They increased it.
They increased the threshold for the withdrawal. So, but I think they now make a particular concession for POS. Operators. Yes.
Not really a concession. They just acknowledge the role they play in the economy.
They just acknowledge. Oh, we know that you guys
are here. We know that you're the ones who would be affected.
Yes.
And we know how important you guys are to the financial inclusion.
It will roll down to the users, right?
Yeah.
For instance, now for every 5,000 naira, they collect 100 naira charge.
Yeah.
Right. So if the charge increases in the banks, that means for the end user, the people that patronize them, they have to pay more.
Not necessarily.
If you are paying an extra percentage on an...
You're not paying it to the POS, guys. For you to even get it, you need to fill out the form and give them some other details. You can't do it through a POS agent. at least right now. That's
no, you don't get my point. What I'm trying to say is that for a POS agent to withdraw more than, is it 200,000?
Okay. What was the limit? I think that, so for individuals, it has gone from 100,000 every week to 500,000. So mm-hmm. I don't know where POS agents will be classified, whether they will be classified under businesses.
As businesses or individuals.
If they are, then I think theirs is higher. So they would be able to withdraw a lot more. And that's also assuming, because I do not know the numbers these guys do, but some of them will be seriously affected.
Do huge numbers.
Yeah, so
huge numbers.
They will pass it on to the end user, but most end users might also decide to start using ATMs if they are in the places where they can use it. And if the cost is prohibitive, well, it may now encourage them to start looking for alternative channels. So.
Okay. Let's leave CBN alone. I promise you guys that CBN will not ruin. But I find it weird that just after this whole cash thing, they started looking for him. It really touched some nerves this time around. But yeah, let's leave that alone. But I'm hearing cryptocurrency is about to become legal tender.
In Nigeria.
They are whining on Sabi.
I think... Stories like that, I don't really take them that seriously.
Until we've seen implemented.
Exactly, and you know, based on everything we saw with cryptocurrencies last year, it won't be that simple to just. And the whole world knows it's not going to be that simple to implement any policy regarding
legal tender,
because regulating them already is a big headache. No one really has a clear idea of. Okay, this is how this thing should be regulated. Mm. So this news that they could be passing a bill that will make it illegal, and it's not going to be that simple, right?
Okay, I hear you. But I have a question for you, a personal question. Do you go to church?
I go to church.
Okay, it's just the way you're holding your mic now.
I understand.
Is it church or people like artists? People who perform?
No. I do performances once.
In your dreams.
Yeah.
Today's story.
So I think over the break we also heard that Access, GT and Fidelity recorded over 26,000 fraud cases, but
we're not going to even talk about that. Let's talk about Starlink. I think they've started delivering to Nigerians from what I can see. Mm-hmm. We recall last year we mentioned that Starlink wanted to launch, they got the license. And they want to secure the spectrum to deliver internet services with satellite internet. So for the uninitiated, Starlink is the internet service division of SpaceX, the company run by Elon Musk, who is coincidentally the CEO of Twitter for now. But Starlink uses satellites, just like your DSTV or Eutelsat, all those strong decoders, but their satellites are much closer to the earth than those TV satellites, so it allows those internet waves to move in and out. So Starlink has, for the last time I checked, as of last year, it's about over 2,500 satellites currently orbiting the planet, and they're launching more every day. So the starting retail price of $600, what do you think about it?
For a Nigerian market?
Yes, just to come down and secure, just to set up. Okay. I mean, if I want to set up home fiber, let's say fiber one, for instance, that length is currently cost about 44,000 naira. That's not even up to $100 based on, it's not, that's like 50 something dollars, right? So $600.
I think my opinion is still, they've not changed. Since the last time we had this discussion, it's still going to be for a certain group of people, preferably businesses, because they need fast internet connections. Then maybe businesses can also decide, for with everyone going remote, they may decide to get it for their staff. That's one option.
Probably like, moved from a city center like Lagos to a remote area. And those places are the ones that even have access to...
Like there are no trees, high buildings, and all of that. So it could be an option. But for regular Nigerians, it would be a lot more difficult.
Well, even for regular businesses, I'm thinking, if I'm a business and I'm in Lagos, will I use fiber or will I use satellite internet?
That's also another consideration. So, of course, it's not just every business. I mean, the cyber cafe on the street cannot afford it. So when I say businesses, I'm looking at not really SMEs, like really large business. Because maybe, let's say ShopRite, for example, if they wanted to power the mall.
Why not use MainOne instead or FiberOne?
Well, if Starlink provides them with faster internet and they want to use that as an attraction, that could be something they would consider.
So, well, yeah. I'm concerned. I don't know if anybody has observed any issue with those rain, because I know DSTV, rain and bad weather conditions affects DSTV. So I have not seen, we should have confirmed that before this podcast, but I think bad weather would be an issue for Starlink.
Well, I think based on how close it is, since it's closer than the DSTV and
it's not under the cloud. It's not under the cloud. It's above the cloud.
That's true.
Well, bad weather might be a problem, but we also do not have really terrible weather in Nigeria.
No, we don't.
So it may not be. I mean, I don't know what exactly is the reason, but we are experiencing less rains compared to maybe a decade ago. So that may not really be much of an issue. And if you go out of Lagos, then where there isn't a lot of rain, and probably in the north, I don't know how this could impact development of technology in the north.
Okay. Yeah. So if you are watching this, kindly check out my article. I talked about the possibility of Starlink forcing more people outside of Nigeria's crowded cities. So can Starlink decongest Nigerian cities? So during the break, we heard CBN saying very, very weirdly that the development of fintech in Nigeria is being hindered by the concentration in Lagos.
That's actually something we need to look at.
And no need to. No.
Not yet.
But yes, granted, Lagos is congested. Too many people in Lagos. So many facilities that don't need to pass through Lagos actually pass through Lagos. But can Starlink, maybe internet connection, maybe good internet service, can shift them outside the country? Oh, it's not outside the country. You guys, why are you waving your hands? Please. Outside the city of Lagos and Port Harcourt and Abuja. But let's zoom out to the globe, right? Microsoft says it wants to integrate the AI kid of the moment, the cool AI kid guy of the moment.
The popular
Chat
AI.
GPT. They want to integrate it into Bing.
Yeah.
Bing.
So I think it's a very interesting development, right? Bing. And that means
you don't.
That means we can actually, if you don't know Bing is just like
Google search.
Yes,
I use Bing.
It's a search engine.
Oh, you're like one in a million people that use
Bing. You use Bing or you use Microsoft Edge?
I use Bing as the search engine.
On Microsoft Edge?
Yes.
I thought I reset that thing.
Before you reset it.
All right. So it's actually a very interesting development, right? And like I was saying, if you don't know Bing, like she said, it's a search engine, just like Google, where you can search for stuff and then you get results. So what Microsoft wants to do now is to now integrate OpenAI. OpenAI is like the research lab behind ChatGPT
and DALL-E too.
Yeah, those things, right? And if you've not heard of ChatGPT,
you don't be the internet or ChatGPT. Yeah.
So ChatGPT is just like it's an AI, a conversational AI that you can ask questions, it will answer you. You know, things you can search on Google, you can actually ask ChatGPT and it will answer you in a more conversational manner instead of Google that just gives you links to So Bing wants to integrate that into their own search engine, which means that it will not be like searching for things on Google, right? It will be like searching for things in a way whereby it will be conversational, right? So Microsoft has not officially came out to say they are going to do that, but the information was from people that were really close to, close to the matter. So, and I think it's true that it will be happening because Microsoft actually invested $1 billion in OpenAI in 2019.
No, the crazy thing is Microsoft invests in almost
everybody.
Yes.
They invested in Facebook. Yeah. Crazy enough, they invested in Apple early days, but they've cashed out.
Okay.
They cashed out a lot. If they had waited, they would have cashed out more.
But that's really interesting. And I think, should Google be worried? I think that's one major question most people have. Should Google be worried? But from Google has actually responded to the old chat GPT thing, and they were like, their own AI can even do things like that, but they can't roll things out because they're a bigger company. They can't roll things out the way OpenAI will just keep rolling stuff out. And they said they are not actually worried, and they think the technology has not matured to that level where it will be integrated into their search engine. So let's see what happens. They said the thing will happen by March. So,
okay.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But one thing I find interesting is Google has, for me, they have pockets of more sophisticated AI than ChatGPT.
So they said
yeah, it's not, but it's not something you can interface with directly. I mean, the Google search algorithm is crazy. That Google search algorithm is crazy.
I mean, from what I saw from Lambda, I think Lambda was one of their language AIs, and they demoed it in Google I/O, last year's Google I/O, and it was crazy. So ChatGPT probably Google, a baby compared to that.
Yeah, Google is reconstructing 3D. So you can do 3D tours of major cities. Google just constructed pictures together, and you can use it to do 3D tours of public places in London, Paris.
It's going to be a very nice fight.
And they are translating a lot of languages in local African languages. There's an AI research center in Accra. They have a product development center in Kenya. I think Google is a lot more hands-on. They're doing more on the ground approach to their AI, things that you could use in underserved communities that don't have internet. ChatGPT is for knowledge workers. You want to use it as a tool to improve your productivity. You should check those out. DALL-E 2, that's a separate conversation.
Yeah.
And that we're not going to go into right now.
You don't want conspiracy theorists to snatch this conversation from us. If it gets to our parents' WhatsApp group, you might be banned from using ChatGPT.
Yeah, I shared ChatGPT with my dad over the holiday, and he started using it. This is cool.
Yeah, cool. Your dad is cute.
What's he using it for?
He wants to use it to create blog content ideas for blogs.
That's good.
Yeah, he wanted to create a blog for his business. He didn't have any of topics he wanted to write about. And yeah, so please check it out. It's good. It's a very good tool and useful. Yeah, Samuel should know. All right. Finally, yes. Mm-hmm. Salesforce wants to lay off about 7,000 workers. So
that's like 10% of his employee base. Salesforce is a US enterprise company. They build different products to help businesses and individuals to optimize how they interact with their workers, to interact with their customers too, right? And it has presence in more than 80 cities in the world. And this kind of made it to this podcast because Salesforce is quite popular. Right, and it has been at the front of building solutions, CRM solutions and employee management solutions, right? And they also have workers in employees in Africa, right? Okay. They have an office in Morocco, a physical office in Morocco, and made a lot of hires in South Africa around April 2022, right? And so we don't know how many people in Africa, many employees in Africa would be affected. But something that caught my attention was that Salesforce increased its employee base by 30% between 2020 and 2022. As of December, an updated stat on their website for December 2022 shows that they have up to 79,000 workers, employees across the world. And one of the reasons why this layoff is going to happen is because there were a lot of hires during the COVID-19 pandemic, which is kind of the excuse most of the companies that are laying off are giving. They increased hires during the pandemic, and now they feel the hires are costing them more, and they have to reduce their operational cost. Well, Salesforce has been touted to be one that cherishes its employees. So employees might be getting up to 5 months base pay as their severance packages, and they are going to create how it will be easy for those that are outside US to transition, or those that are in US because of that job, so that they don't start hanging around, they just find a way for them. So we are wishing those employees, people that are going to be laid off, don't know yet, we say they will get an email to that effect. So I'll give them the best.
So I'm just confused. Who is safe? The B2B guys, the B2C guys, B2G, who is safe?
Everybody is trying to cut costs. Those that are freezing hiring are doing that. Those that are laying off are doing that. Everybody needs to stay afloat.
Yeah. Now this is the time for you.
They just need to do it in a humane way. Yeah. That is just what is expected.
Wow.
I think we should normalize not over hiring just because you think things are going well.
I think companies have learned.
Have they?
They have not learned.
We keep going in circles, right?
After the recession,
everybody starts thinking normally.
When money enters, start thinking abnormally.
Once we now hit a bull market, right? Everybody starts hiring again like crazy. Everything will come in full circle.
If you could not afford some of those guys before, now you may, because you don't really have a lot of options. This is like the best time for you to be looking for employees that you actually need. Because they do not have the luxury of fielding like 7 different offers. So now, if you want them, go for them.
If you're really good at what you do, don't worry. Just you can keep shooting. You can even shoot your shot at Salesforce.
They still hire you. Interesting. These companies that lay off are also still hiring.
That's crazy. So this is a new year, new things, new beginnings. We'll be experimenting a lot more with the podcast. You'll be seeing more guests on the studio, and we're hoping to offer you more and more insights across different industries. And we're going to be launching 2 newsletters soon. We already launched and standardized Tech Point Digest. Victoria is the standard. You get it? Well, yeah, we're going to be launching 2 more newsletters that are really, really, really interesting. And I'm not going to be giving anyone out right now. But please, watch this space. You hear it first on the podcast before any other place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to beat Victoria to it on the
And Tech Point Africa is 8 years.
Yeah, we're 8 and still profitable according to... Oh my God,
yeah.
Our guy said we're still profitable.
Yes.
When you think about the media business in Africa and how difficult it is globally, and you think about the media and you think about the niche media like Tech Point, you know how crazy this is to be profitable.
And still bootstrapped.
Still bootstrapped, yeah. For the 2nd year in a row. You were mentioned it in 2021. And 2022 is still the same story. We've retained over 80% of our talent. Nobody has moved on yet. No, nobody in the editorial team has left. But yeah, other guys have left the company to better things. But so many, many things in store for this year. And we can't wait to have you on this journey with us. So you can reach out to us on Google Podcasts. No, not yet. You can reach out to us at podcast@techpoint.africa. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and share this video with your friends and well-wishers. TikTok, Instagram, anywhere you see a clip of Tech Point Africa podcast, please just share with your friends. And for their audio lovers, they have been listening to us from the time we rejigged this podcast. Please, where can you find us? First of the year, Bulu.
You can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Hiat Radio, or anywhere else you get your podcast.
It's back.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
1 who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.